And good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey. We're with you throughout this evening. We've got a good show on hand for tonight. We'll be talking football with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. Also, defensive tackle Caleb Mather will be joining us, as well as Northwest soccer coach Tracy Hosa and a player off of her squad, and Jessica Spradley. Again, that's all coming up tonight on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. A reminder, busy weekend coming up on campus at Northwest. Besides football on Saturday, again, it's homecoming. Volleyball gets a chance to come home this weekend as they will be in action tomorrow night. They face Washburn tomorrow evening. That'll be a 6 o'clock start tomorrow night. And then as we look at other action on the activities, the soccer team will be at Emporia, Kansas tomorrow. We'll talk about that as well. Cross-country on Saturday runs in the MIAA Championships as well. That will be in Warrensburg. And then, of course, Bearcat football with Lindenwood. That's coming up at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day on KXCV KRNW. So, again, we got a lot coming up on the program this evening. A reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body, screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Again, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Northwest football team in Rich Wright. That's coming up right after this timeout from the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. The Memory Care Program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're again broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville and joined by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, good to have you with us. Busy week for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy week. We've got I've got an alternative schedule tonight. As soon as I get out of here, I'm cooking for 30 hungry defensive linemen, so we've been kind of prepping that all week long, and I've got to get home and help my wife feed the big boys. So,
how much food does it take for 30 defensive linemen?
A lot. I make a pot of gumbo that it's a pretty large pot, and they will devour the entire thing. I know it was over 10 pounds of pork and another 10 pounds of chicken, so that's they dent stuff when they come to my house.
I bet so. Is this kind of a tradition that you've had with
them? Yeah, my wife and I have the defensive line over every year. We've done it since I got here. And it's just it's a great night. We look forward to it. I put the television out on the patio. We play bags. We just kind of hang out together and enjoy each other. It's one of the things that I look forward to every fall.
And as far as going into this weekend, let's just talk a little bit about last week, Northeastern State down in Tahlequah. A good win for your team.
Yeah, I thought that offensively we kind of did what we wanted to do. We were able to run the football. you know, we're continuing to progress that way. Jordan had a good game. Zach was efficient again with the, you know, didn't make any mistakes as far as turnovers, throwing the ball. You know, we were able to capitalize on turnovers that we created defensively, and that was something earlier in the season that we hadn't been able to do. And I was proud of the fact we went down and played with a lot of energy and a lot of passion. Because, you know, sometimes when you go to Northeastern State didn't have a lot of people at the game, and it was a long trip, and we just had to create our own energy. Defensively, I felt like we played all right, but I'm looking for better moving forward.
When you talk about the attendance that Northeastern State had, I think really when you look, compare it and look at the visiting sidelines there, there's almost as many people made the long trip down front.
Our fans are unbelievable. That's a long trip, and Tahlequah is one of those places in the United States that you've got to want to get there in order to get there. I mean, there's no easy way to Tahlequah. And, you know, to see all those people there Saturday was neat. It was, you know, it kind of gave our kids a shot in the arm that they're so well supported.
How hard is it to create the kind of the atmosphere there at a game like that where you don't get the crowd that you normally would get, even when you go on the road? It's, you know, I know you talked about trying to play with a lot of energy and working on that all week long, but how tough is that really when you go on the road like that?
I think if it was something that you didn't preach continually in your practices, it could be difficult to do. We're big into that each and every day in our practices and getting better every day, and the focus is on yourself. And when you do that, you hopefully create kids that are intrinsically motivated. And so if they're motivated to be great because it's important to them, then it doesn't matter who shows up and it doesn't matter how great the crowd is. Yeah, a big crowd helps, you know, as far as emotion and stuff like that. But we've got to play at a certain level regardless.
I know going in, one of the things you talked about actually on the post-game show down there was you really want to concentrate on the running game going into that contest. And, again, you alluded to that just a little bit, but really got things going running-wise on Saturday.
Yeah, we did. Our offensive line did a good job of moving people up front, and the backs found holes and hit a couple big runs. And like I said, Jordan played extremely well. He's getting better each and every week. Brody McMahon had another solid game. You know, so I'm happy with the direction that's trending, because if you're going to be successful, you know, moving forward later in the season, and the weather's going to turn cold, you got to be able to run the football and you got to be able to play defense, and those are two things we're starting to do much better at.
One of the things we talked about on the broadcast about Jordan Thompson that is very impressive, especially for a freshman, is how he's able to read his blocking and waits for some of those blocks to develop before he puts on the jets and gets through there.
Yeah, he's a patient runner. He's got good vision. You know, that's one of those things that you either you have or you don't. You know, the thing that's impressed me so far about him is his level of maturity. He's a real humble kid. He's quiet. You know, he just wants to fit in and be a great teammate, and I think that's fantastic. He hasn't kind of gotten eaten up by the moment. He's not trying to do too much. He's just very much staying within himself. And when his opportunities are coming, you know, he's making the most of them.
And Brody McMahon, a Maryville native, but he's really grown as the season's gone along.
Yeah, you know, he's another kid that, you know, he's just. He's kind of a lunch pail guy. He does his work. He's physical. You know, he runs with the ball. He's done a good job of protecting it. You know, he got a couple of good first downs last week and a couple of big ones the week before against Central Oklahoma. You know, so he's trending in a positive direction as well.
When you look at your defense and what you were doing against Northeastern State, Northeastern State's got some athletes down there at some positions. It's just some of those positions they're very young at, like the quarterback spot with the freshman quarterback. But I thought he was impressive for staying in and taking some hits that he took, and I thought he did a lot of things, especially in the second half, that went well for him as far as keeping his composure after such a hard day against the Northwest.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I always get, you know, a little testy with our defensive kids, and you have to understand, I hold them to a really high standard. You know, we set the goal that we wanted to be the best defense in the country, and that's the standard with which we approach practice every single day, and we approach every football game. And so, You know, when I say that I wasn't happy with our performance, you know, it really started with the explosive play. We've talked about that all year. We gave up an explosive play for a touchdown. I think they ended up having 223 yards of total offense for the game, so it's not a bad day at the office. But when you take a 65 or 70-yard play and tack it in there, we had a great day at the office when you take that one play away. And so, you know, it was in the fourth quarter. That's something that, you know, we've got to do a better job of trending better in the fourth quarter. We've given up some points in the fourth quarter the last couple weeks, and it's something that's of concern and something that I'm going to address. Overall, I think we're playing pretty good defensive football, but we just got to lock in for 60 minutes.
Again, you made it very tough on Northeastern State to run the ball.
Yeah. You know, our kids up front are doing a great job. You know Ben and Caleb and Bobby Grunlow and I'm drawing a blank. Oh, Austin SQ they're doing a fantastic job of controlling the line of scrimmage. Ben Althoff is our Mike linebacker, is doing a great job, and we're right now in a lot of situations playing with minus one in the box and trying to get everything spilled to the outside. So, you know, those kids up front are doing a fantastic job of controlling the vertical running game.
And took advantage of the mistakes that Northeastern State made and gave you some turnovers, and you converted those into points.
We did. You know, and again, that was good to see. Earlier in the season, we were doing that and weren't able to convert. And our offense took advantage and really, put the game out of hand pretty quickly in the second half.
Been homecoming week this week leading up to Saturday. We'll talk more about Lindenwood here in just a little bit, but let's just talk about how you approach homecoming week. There's a lot of distractions throughout the week for everyone on campus, but how do you set the things to where the team can enjoy some of the things going on around homecoming, but yet keep their focus on the game on Saturday?
Well, the first thing I try and tell them is say no to everything that they can say no to until the end of the week. We got to, you know, for us, it's a work week, you know, and you have to treat it as such. It's a process to get through it, and we've got one job. We're not decorating any floats, and we're not in the process of evaluating any homecoming queens. Our job is to go out and prepare to play well on Saturday and represent Northwest Missouri State and our fantastic alumni. And so we just wanted a really good week of preparation and felt like we did that. And so tonight. Tomorrow they have walkout day, and so we're going to let them sleep in a little bit. I think they come into the office at 9:30, and we'll start our film review sessions. And then tomorrow night we're going to take them to the variety show. A lot of them have never been to the variety show before, and that's anybody that went to Northwest Missouri State knows that's a big tradition. And so we're going to go collectively as a team to the variety show, and I'm looking forward to that.
I'm going to bet too that Bobby Bearcat saves homecoming once or twice during the skits during the variety show.
I would think so.
One thing that I talked to you about earlier this week that I think is neat that you really developed is making alumni of the Bearcat football team really feel like a part of things on homecoming weekend.
Yeah, we're starting a new tradition here. We're going to have a Northwest alumni. We're calling it a summit, but it's just a collection of old players and new players and an opportunity for them to really get together and spend some time and get to know each other, because a lot of them come back for games, but they tend to tie in with their class or their couple classes in a smaller group. And what we hope to do is branch that out and make it something that's that everybody wants to come back to each and every year. They come back for the game, but also they come back to see one another and to have a great time. One piece that we've kind of talked with our younger kids about, and we're actually going to have our seniors this year up at the event afterwards, is the networking opportunities. When you think about it, all the fantastic things that our grads are doing out in the world, and to give some of our new guys an opportunity to meet and network and talk to them about what they're doing, I think is important as well.
Yeah, we talk a lot about the success that your teams have in the classroom besides on the football field here, but once they graduate, I imagine it makes you feel pretty good when you see the success that your players go on and have in the business world or in later life.
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting. We're starting to get businesses coming onto our campus base and specifically recruiting our football players. I've had several approach me about wanting to, you know, when you're successful on the football field, that doesn't happen by accident. And, you know, so there's been several companies that have come in and expressed interest to recruit our kids directly off of our team. So it's fun.
Well, you have NFL scouts come from time to time. Might as well have a business scout.
Yeah, why not? You know, let's have, bring them all in.
All right. And I know one thing, too, that we talked about this week is just when you look on the sidelines during the game, you see a lot of your former players standing there and just watching the contest. What's that mean to you personally to see these guys back?
It's awesome. It's, you know, it. I'll tell you the first thing is that it always amazes me how fast 14 years has gone. And to see some of those guys, and it was fun calling them this last week and kind of reconnecting. And, gosh, it seems like just yesterday that, you know, guys like Ben Harness and Kyle Kaiser and, you know, those guys were, Dave Tollefson, were running around this place. You know, it's really fun and enjoyable for me to see those guys come back and look at the passion and pride that they still have for Northwest Missouri State and our football program. And it's those guys understand what it takes to do what we're doing, and it's neat. They may not know our kids, but they understand who our kids are, and it's, you can tell that there's a bond there, and it's just pretty fun to watch.
I think that's something that is very special to the Bearcat football program.
Yeah, you know, and it's something that, you know, a lot of those guys that helped shape and build this thing, you know, they want to see it continue and evolve, and it's just, you can see it on their faces when they come. You know, I saw several of them after the Arrowhead game, and you could just, they're just beaming, and they're so proud of what we're able to do and what we're able to accomplish, and they want to continue to be a part of it. They follow it. You know, I get texts from all over the country every week, you know, from former players. I get texts from former parents, you know, of people that were very, you know, into our program for years. Mark Longacre, Matt's dad, texts me before every football game and wishes me luck. And, you know, it's just, those types of things are special because it's the relationships that those guys built while they were here that make Northwest Missouri State so special.
And you see that not only with football, but you see that with basketball and other sports too, where the parents really get, when they come in and while their kids come in and they develop their relationships on campus, the parents start developing a relationship with other parents, and it truly does become a family event, doesn't it?
Oh, certainly. There are several parents that for years now have taken trips with each other, you know, annual trips, you know, off to vacation destinations just because of the connections that they made while they were here at Northwest Missouri State together. We travel so well, you know, they meet up and they spend every weekend, whether they're at home or on the road, with those parents, and do that over 5 years, and you form some pretty good, neat relationships.
As far as the atmosphere at Bearcat Stadium on game day for a homecoming weekend, how much fun is that for everybody?
It's awesome. It's, you know, the support that our community shows our football program is unrivaled. You know, whether we're home or away, they travel so well. When we're at home, they represent. It's fun to walk out into a packed stadium, and it will be. It's the atmosphere is electric. They're knowledgeable as far as the fan base is really knowledgeable about the game. They know when to be loud and when not to be loud. They know when to insert themselves. It's a spectacular atmosphere. It's more of what a Division I mid-major is like than what a Division II is like.
And I know it's special for the players playing in the game, but I imagine, too, it's as special as when you bring in recruits and they see this atmosphere on game day and what homecoming means and everything. But that has to be a big help for you as well.
Oh, it is. It's, you know, it sells itself in a lot of ways. You try and recreate that for them when we have our official recruiting visits in January, but if they can come to a game day visit, they know exactly what we're talking about, because a lot of them come from Omaha or Des Moines or Kansas City or St. Louis or Chicago, and they come into little, small, sleepy Maryville, Missouri, and they're like, oh boy, there's not a lot to do and this and that. And all of a sudden they walk into the stadium and they're like, holy cow. and they're just blown away by the experience. And, you know, you try and tell people what this place is like, but until you've actually been here and been to a home game and seen it. And when I say the tailgating, all the pre-game stuff, all the festivities that go on around it, you know, the post-game. They walk out of here pretty impressed.
And the band makes a big difference, too.
The band's phenomenal. You know, they do such a tremendous job. And are such a vital support network for us. You know, those kids practice their tails off, and it shows with the quality product that they put out there every week.
Again, we were talking with the head coach of the Northwest football team, Rich Wright, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Rich about the upcoming opponent in Lindenwood. It's coming up right after this timeout. We're broadcasting from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Once again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And before we talk more with Rich, we have a prize to hand out and a winner for tonight's show. Carol Pauling is our winner here. So Carol Pauling picks up a prize that we have from the student body who's helping supply our prize packages for this evening. Might come over and see you, Jenny. I believe we've already got taken care of there. So good deal. Good deal. Rich, head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, with us in a big matchup on Saturday. Lindenwood, a team that comes in with a 2-5 record. But, boy, you look at things outside of the record, they look like a team that's much better than what they should be at 2-5.
Yeah, they really are. They're very similar to Central Oklahoma in that they've played a lot of people tough. Played Fort Hays extremely tough. Went down to Pittsburgh, Kansas, and really got after Pittsburgh State. You know, so it didn't take long for our kids to watch tape and have a respect level for what they're doing. They've got some good athletes, and they're big on both sides of the line of scrimmage. So we're going to have to play well.
New head coach at Lindenwood, and Jeff Stugart, how's he changed the atmosphere at Lindenwood?
I think just from a discipline standpoint, you know, he was an old Northern Colorado guy when Coach Churchman and those guys were battling with them. Back in the 90s, and you know, he's brought a winning mentality and a winning culture to their organization, and you can start to see it. The system that they're running on both offense and defense, and just the way that their kids are playing, you can tell it's got his imprint on it.
One thing that's kind of interesting when you look at the liners from both teams, both starting quarterbacks coming from Iowa Western Community College.
Yeah, they are. I guess I have a little bit of a leg up on our guy as the starter, but they're both good football players. Came from the same place. I guess they have several Iowa Western kids on their roster. You know, because Ben and Zach were both talking about that this week.
Yeah, it seems like that's a pretty good program there, isn't it?
Iowa Western, yeah, they're phenomenal, and they do it right. They're one of the junior colleges that we actually look to sometimes if we have a need. I just feel like the way that they do things and the way they handle their kids and the way, you know, the expectations that their staff has for their kids fall in line with ours, and sometimes that's not the case with junior college kids.
Just talk about what Lindenwood's doing right now offensively.
Offensively, they're explosive. Spread style attack, spreading the ball around. They've got several good skill guys. Not running the ball a ton, but when they are, it's inside-outside zone. They do a little bit of speed option. Their quarterback is more like the kid from Central Missouri and Central Oklahoma, in that he's mobile. He can move around with the ball. When the play breaks down, he's usually trying to get rid of it fairly quickly. But they're moving the ball on people, and they've got an explosive offense.
And defensively, giving up just under 29 points a game. What are you seeing out of them defensively?
Having some deficiencies at times against the run, have a propensity to give up big plays, but still athletic, and so we've got to, looking offensively, we're going to try and run the football and create a few explosives off play action, to try and get some quick points up on the board.
Other than that, what are some of the keys for this game on Saturday?
Right now, as far as what they're telling me, the weather could be a little bit of a challenge on Saturday. It sounds like as the day goes on, the conditions are going to get progressively worse. And so anytime that happens, you have to embrace it. You're going to have to take care of the football because turnovers are going to be really big in the game. Your special teams, become magnified because long snaps and punts and things like that, get a little more tricky. So we've got to do a good job handling the weather. And we worked on wet ball drills all week, where we basically dunk a football and immerse it in water. And so they've got to play with a sloppy ball all week. We practice every day outside anyway, rain or shine. So we're pretty accustomed to it. But, it's going to be a battle of field position, not giving up big plays and trying to create some as the rain starts to come in.
Now, before we let you go, we've got Caleb Mather coming up in just a little bit. A guy that you're very familiar with off the defensive side there, and a Maryville kid. Just
yep.
Tell us a little bit about Caleb and what he brings to the Bearcat football program.
Probably the first thing that I think of when I think of Caleb is class. I had the pleasure of recruiting him, and it seems like yesterday I talked to you about reflecting a little bit, but seems like yesterday I was at Maryville High School in the weight room, and I was sitting there with Caleb talking to him about becoming a Bearcat. And, just the way he approaches everything, he's such a thoughtful kid and has such a big heart. And his passion for our football program and his teammates, are just kind of what makes him go. He's been a vital part of our defensive line for several years now. And, he plays so hard, and he's one of those kids that I'm pretty possessive of my two daughters, but if there was a guy that I'd let date my daughter, it would be Caleb Mather. He's a really special one for me just because I've had the opportunity to coach him for 5 years and get to know him on a personal level. And it wasn't always easy for him here. It was a process that he had to go through. And at times I think he questioned himself a little bit, or could he make it? But, what makes him a winner and will make him so successful in life is his ability to persevere. And that's what he did. He looked, he's got a strong faith, and, a strong faith in himself as well. And I think it, when life gets hard, you dig in, and that's exactly what Caleb did, and now he's seeing the fruits of his labor. He's a tremendous football player for us, and a big reason why we've been able to win two national championships and why we're 7-0 right now.
I imagine having guys like that just as great role models for the young kids coming up.
And he's always gotten it. I think part of the thing about growing up here is that kids dream of playing at Northwest Missouri State, and he's always been so respectful and so kind to those kids after football games and stuff. And, because I think he understands the impact that our players can have on their lives and what a big deal it is to have them around. So it's fun to watch.
All right, well, Rich, thanks a lot for being with us here this evening. Better let you get back to your cooking duties.
Yeah,
here,
I've got gumbo to finish up, so I better get going.
All right, that's Rich Wright, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. We'll come back and talk more with Caleb Mather and also soccer this evening as well. That's all coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk with Caleb Mather, we have another prize to hand out. Mike Graham is winner of one of our prizes here. Mike over to our left, and we'll send Jenny that direction, and Mike can pick up a prize for it tonight. And again, Caleb Mather, a Maryville native with us. And Caleb, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll try to keep this short. I know you've got dinner plans tonight over at Coach's house.
Yep, that's right.
Now, he says he's a pretty good cook. Is that true?
It's very good. I'm excited to get there.
And I know talking before we went on, you're a little worried with the rest of your team over there. They might not have much left for you once you get there.
I know. They'll save some for me, though.
All right. Caleb, let's just talk a little bit about growing up in Maryville and becoming a Bearcat then, and what's it mean to you to go out and wear that Bearcat uniform after being a Maryville native?
Well, it's just it's a great opportunity to have to grow up in Maryville and see what Bearcat football has meant to everybody in this community, and every little kid out there wants to be a Bearcat, so it's a dream, really, to come and play for your hometown.
Hey, did you get out to a lot of games as a kid growing up here?
Yep, we had season tickets through the years, and came to a lot of the away games, and it was just fun to watch good football.
After learning that Northwest was interested in you and wanting you to come over, just how'd it feel to know that perhaps one of your dreams is going to come true here and become a Bearcat?
It was awesome, really, just to know that they wanted me to come and play for the team that I grew up watching. It was just a good feeling to It was just a great feeling.
And growing up, a spoof found as well, and coming from a program that's got a lot of tradition on the high school level, moving into one that's got a lot of tradition on the college level. How did the winning atmosphere at Maryville High School help as far as making that transition over?
It was great. The atmosphere at Maryville High School is just good to know. I mean, you know how to win, and whenever you come to the Bearcats, you need to know how to win. You need to know how to play hard, trust the process, and trust your coaching that they're going to do everything you can to be successful on the field.
And as far as your high school career, what are some of the things that really stand out being a spoof hound as you look back on that part of your career?
Just being with my teammates, and I guess winning the state championship is just that's the goal in high school, and whenever you reach that goal, it's just a great feeling to be out there with your friends and know that you're at the top.
And you've got a few of those guys that made the trip across town with you as well on the Bearcat roster.
Yeah, it's really cool to be with those people that you've played with forever, Cole and Jonathan and Trent and just everybody that's everybody that's still with us on the Bearcats. It's cool to know that we've played together for so long.
And let's just talk about your career at Northwest. Again, as you look at this particular season, undefeated right now, part of this 37-game winning streak. I know the coaches don't want to talk too much about it at this particular point, but when you look through your career up to this point, what are some of the things you think about and some of the things that stand out for you?
Again, being with my teammates, it's a lot of fun to be with them and go out there and play every Saturday with all the people that have meant so long, meant so much to you for so long. It's just a, it's a lot of fun.
Not only an All-MIAA honorable mention player on the field, but an MIAA scholar athlete. Talk about balancing between academics and athletics. I know there a lot of athletics requires an awful lot of time of you to perform at the level you perform. But how do you balance that out to be such a so strong on the academic side as well?
Well, Bailey, my wife, has helped me a lot. She keeps me on track. She helps me with time management whenever, and then whenever I get overwhelmed with the studies, she says, it's going to be all right, it'll be okay, and it's able to just balance out that way, and you know, just how to split your time and get things done.
As far as after graduation, what's plans for Caleb here?
Well, we want to, we're both education majors, and we want to go out and teach somewhere.
All right. Well, Caleb, thanks a lot for being with us here on the Coach's Show, and go over and get some gumbo here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. That's Caleb Mather, defensive lineman for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats football team. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to soccer. Tracy Hosa, the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, is with us, and we'll talk to Tracy right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, as we are broadcasting live. And with us now is the coach of the Northwest soccer team, and Tracy Hosa. And Tracy, team kind of road warriors here the last couple weeks, back on the road this weekend after a long trip down to Oklahoma last weekend. I imagine that's the tough one there. A lot of miles involved to go down to Oklahoma for a weekend.
Yeah, there was a lot of miles and a lot of time away from Maryville. It's a long trip as well, you know, it's not like a 3 hour away and you stay down there. But it was, you know, we played well on Friday night, very, very physical, and I think that kind of took it out of us for Sunday.
Yeah, you look at your matchup Friday night, that was with Northeastern State down in Tahlequah team. After that, 11-1 on the season after that 2-1 matchup there. Up against one of the top teams in the conference, and just had a shot in that one, just couldn't quite get it done there.
Yeah, the first half I thought, we can win this game. And we played the ball around and scored off of a very quick play and quick thinking, take a quick throw in and doing something unpredictable. And Kayla Ellis had her first goal of the year, and Kayla's a great, great worker. You'll rarely see in the stat column, but it was great to see her get in there. And I thought, you know, in the second half we would get it, but they did put us under a lot of pressure with direct balls, and that's something that we have to be able to control. That's not really our style. Our style is very play the ball around, but those direct balls did kill us a little bit in the second half.
And then going around Tahlequah for an extra day there before heading over to Edmond. I know I saw you guys there for football on Saturday, so I guess that was kind of nice that they had some other folks down there from the Maryville area that you could talk to on Saturday before heading over to Edmond.
Yeah, I mean, the players always they want to be around and they want to see football games and they want to be normal college students sometime. And you know, I know they were going to ask, can we stay since we're down there? And I think it happens maybe every 4 years or wherever that cycle is on. And you know, it was great for them to watch the game. It was a little hot.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was super hot. So, and we had a three-hour journey over to Oklahoma City. So we kind of stayed for the halftime. But it's great. It's great to support your own team when you're on the road.
Again, after that, faced Central Oklahoma on Sunday afternoon, a tough 3-0 loss there. Just tell us a little bit about how that matchup.
You know, you see a 3-0 loss, but you don't see all the work that went into it. You know, the first goal they got was an own goal. So we literally just gave them that. And that, you know, takes the sails out of you. But we kept working hard. In the first half, we had most of the possession. But if we could just get a little bit of luck and hold on to those, and we're ahead to hold on to those wins.
Now, it's kind of the stretch run of the season here, shut down to about the last quarter of the year. What are some of the things that you've seen out of this team up to this particular point?
You know, what we have seen is they'll have some bad games, and then they'll rebound, and then do well. And they know that they can play well, and that's kind of been how they have been through preseason, through the beginning of the season, and then they'll always rebound, which is good. So we expect them to rebound this weekend. And they're good players. They know they're good players. We've had some very, very close games. You know, in preseason we'll be a team that's number three in the region right now. You know, we play against Fortes and we absolutely hammer them on the pitch and we score an own goal and they win. They're in the top eight in the region. Northeastern State that we just played Friday night, you know, they're in the top eight. And we're right there. We just need one or two more things to go our way. So we hang in there. We expect to do well this weekend and next weekend.
And you look at this weekend, Emporia State's up first tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock start over in Emporia, Kansas. Talk about Emporia State.
Emporia are a very disciplined team. They'll play again a 4-3-3, which is what a lot of the teams play in our conference. They will play very direct. And they'll challenge every 50-50 ball. If we can compete with the 50-50 balls and keep the ball on the ground as much as we can, I think we can go out and compete.
Then back to Kansas on Sunday, over to Topeka, Washburn, the opponent, and about the matchup they're thinking about.
Yes, they'll be very, very similar to Emporia. They're both very similar teams and will play on their field turf on Sunday, so it's two different types of fields. We'll have to adapt to that, but our players play very well on both because we're used to adapting.
Yeah, I guess that's something that I think on the football side, everybody's kind of made that transition to the turf, but
yeah.
You guys get a lot of natural grass as well out there.
Yes, we do, and there are more natural grass in soccer than there are turfs in our conference, and this is actually the last turf that we have. But we're used to it. We're used to adapting.
You like the natural grass a little better. Is that transfer?
I do. I'm a definite natural grass person. But given certain circumstances, you'd like to see field turf because you know when it rains, you don't go, or you know when it's cold and the ground isn't going to be too hard. And I just think the peace of mind that you have when you have field turf is awesome.
Is field turf, is it a little bit of a faster game on that turf?
Completely. It's very fast. It bounces quicker. So it is a little different than the grass.
After this weekend, you have an opportunity to wrap things up during the regular season at home with Missouri Western and Leonardwood on the 27th and 29th. Just talk about coming back home then for the next weekend.
You know, we take this weekend first.
That's a good point.
You know, it'd be nice at the home on our field. Again, we've seen more West. We've went on to Lindenwood. We've beaten Lindenwood. We know we can do better against Missouri Western. We know on that day we've changed some things around that will make us more competitive. And you know, I guess we will have to see what we do this weekend to how we come out the following weekend.
Before we let you go, let's talk about Jessica Spradley, who's coming up next. We'll be talking with Jessica here in just a moment. What's she meant to your program?
You know, Jess, I don't think I've ever had Jess at any of our media luncheons or any of the talk shows. Jess has always been a hard worker on the side, has been plagued with a lot of injuries. I guess the good thing this year is that she's healthy now. Normally she was healthy, was injured towards the end of the season. And that's on the field. Off the field, Jess has always been involved with recruiting, and we're involved with camps, and is all, we know we can count on Jess to help organize our camps and to be in charge. And you know, for us, that we have to rely on our players to do that. That every year I can just go, Jess, you've got the dorms, you take care of them, you make sure everything runs well. And you know, that's huge. This year we had 50 kids at camp. Now I work the MU camp, and we had about 120 kids. We have about 20 workers at that camp, and we run things strictly. And I would say, you know, with Jess has been with me for 4 years of camps now, and you know, this year we didn't have one single complaint during our high school camp of 50 kids, and I know that is brilliant, and that's because of, you know, Jess and making sure things run well, and just very good with the kids, the younger kids in camp as well.
Yeah, I noticed in looking at her bio, MIAA academic honor roll performer, and just see that in a lot of the different sports that come through. Not only do they compete well on the field, but academically they're taking that seriously. And what's that mean to you as a coach to see these type of players come through your program that are excelling on the academic side as well?
Well, they love what they do, and they see the value in what they do, and the value in an education, and the value in Northwest, and the value in the professors that they have. You know, I know Jess has done very well in her program, and her professors have helped her out a lot, and we kind of all talk, and but they see the students do well in the classroom. You know, this is why they're here.
So
most of them are going on to be professional off the soccer field and not on the field.
See a little lot of help and maybe competition off the field in their studies and things, make sure everything gets done there.
Yeah, she just Jess is a great kid in the classroom. And then another thing with Jess and her family, like, they've always helped to sponsor our Pink Out game, and always make sure that the players have jerseys for that game. And it's just everything that goes, you know, you don't really see that her and her family have been excellent with that, and we really appreciate that.
All right. Again, Tracy, thanks a lot for being with us here this evening.
Thank you.
And that's Tracy Hosa, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State soccer team, with us this evening. We'll continue to talk soccer as Jessica Spradley will join us right after this timeout. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Biertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCB KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk with Jessica Spradley, we have another prize to hand out. Taylor Peterson is runner up our next prize here. So, Taylor, if you're here, just come over and see Jenny over to our left. Jenny's ready for Chiefs football tonight, so wearing her Chiefs shirt. So, I guess a lot of people excited about that as well. Again, with Jessica Spradley off of the Northwest soccer team, a senior out of Raytown, Missouri. And, Jessica, thanks a lot for being with us here on the program this evening.
Thank you.
And let's just kind of talk about this year and how, from your standpoint, how's this year gone for you?
This year's been pretty good. I suffered a fractured foot, so I'm coming back from that. But with the team, things have been looking really good. We've definitely got a lot more shots off on goal. We're working on finishing them and capitalizing to start getting some wins our way.
What do you have to do to come back off of a fractured foot? Imagine that's not a fun thing anyway.
A lot of rehab and a lot of rest. Definitely been working in the pool quite a bit, just trying to get back in shape to help out the team.
Is that the biggest thing, coming back, just getting your wind and things for the rest of the season?
I think so. Definitely getting back in shape. I run a lot on the outside, so just getting back the endurance and making sure I have the first touch.
Just tell us a little bit about the reasons to come to Northwest Missouri State and things that attracted you to the university as well as the soccer program.
It's definitely a huge family atmosphere, which is awesome. Anywhere you go, everyone's willing to support you. Everyone's looking to help you out and benefit in the best ways possible.
And we talked about this a little bit earlier, but not only do you, are you a standout on the field, but academically. Again, another one of these people that have been on the All-MIAA honor roll or scholar athletes and things. How important, obviously it's important to you, but just talk a little bit about the academic side and some things you try to do academically.
Academically, I try to get in a few hours each night. I'm looking to go on to graduate school and get a master's degree in occupational therapy. So GPA is definitely a main thing, but also getting the first level of knowledge here to help carry over into grad school.
What interested you into going into occupational therapy?
Partly my injury, just seeing a different side. I've seen the physical side, and so now I want to do like the occupational and work with disabilities and amputations and stuff like that.
Well, tell us a little bit about outside of academics, outside of athletics, some of the things that you enjoy to do.
Here in Maryville?
Yes.
I would definitely say get out, go to Mazingo, explore. Coolcast is definitely a good place. We do a lot of team things up at Coolcast, just everyone meets. A lot of people actually went today after practice. So.
Right, you were on the road last weekend in Oklahoma with a couple games down there, and then back at the road this weekend over to on the counter of a Kansas swing this time around at Emporia and Washburn. Talk about being on the road and being with your teammates and things. That's something you really enjoy as well.
For sure. The bus is a lot of fun. I mean, we try to make the best out of it. Oklahoma trip, it was extremely long, but you're on the bus, you watch quite a few movies, everyone mixes and mingles and just talks. We play different games among the phones. We definitely played a lot of like eight ball and crazy eight. And then with a short trip, we'll probably watch a movie. You won't find as many people sleeping. You might have a cat nap here or two, but it's just a lot of time to get to know the teammates on a different level than on the field.
Four games left on the regular season. What are some of the goals you have for the final four games here?
Getting some wins for sure and making it into the MIAA tournament. That's definitely a goal of all the seniors and a huge goal of our team so we can leave on a high note.
All right. Well, Jessica, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's Jessica Spradley from the Northwest soccer team, a midfielder for the Northwest soccer team. And welcome back. We have more for you on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And joined now by a couple of people here from behind the scenes during our show. We have a little bit of time with Matt Trenton deciding not to show up for tonight. he's on work-related duties here, so he's excused here. But we have Ryan Elliott and Jenny James with us. Ryan, last year, was our sideline reporter, now working behind the scenes with the Bearcat Radio Network, making sure we get on there each weekend. And Jenny is our sideline reporter for this year, and guys, get a chance to talk to you a little bit here on the Coaches Show, so good to have you here.
Yeah, good to be on.
And first of all, Ryan, let's just talk about your interest in coming to Northwest Missouri State. A chance for our listeners to get a chance to know you guys a little bit better. You're following your brother, who was also a sideline reporter at one time here, and just kind of talk about what interested you in getting involved at Northwest and being involved with the Bearcat Radio.
Yeah, and it was originally my older brother, Matt, came here. He graduated in 2010, so he was here a while ago, and it was just a place that I was already familiar with, a place that just felt comfortable to me, and so following Matt here made it a little bit easier, an easier adjustment coming from home to here rather than going to a completely new place, and a lot of the professors that I've had and a lot of the people that I've gotten to work with already knew Matt, so they kind of had an idea of what to expect when I showed up. So, yeah, that's really been, that was the number one thing, was that it was a place I was just familiar with.
And you're a junior this year from Brookfield. So.
Indeed.
And now Jenny James here, and when I look at Jenny, it makes me feel old. I know primarily just because I went to college with Jenny's mother, and Jenny coming from Kearney, Missouri, and Jenny, just talk a little bit about your interest in getting involved with Bearcat Radio and wanting to be a scientist. Reporter.
Yeah, so I've known what I've wanted to do career-wise since I was like an eighth grader. Grew up watching ESPN all the time. My dad was a football coach, so I've been around sports my whole life, and so I knew I wanted to do something with sports, and just, you know, watching SportsCenter all the time, I was like, okay, like I really want to be a sideline reporter. And you know, I grew up in a mostly dominant Mizzou household, and so from the minute I was born, I thought I was going to go to Mizzou. And, you know, I toured there, and it didn't feel right. My brother went there, my dad went there, and something about it didn't feel right. But the minute I came to Maryville and toured and met people in the broadcast department, it felt right, and it felt like home. And so came up here and came into your office, and I was like, I want to be your sideline reporter. I want to start hands-on experience as soon as possible. And so, thankfully, you gave me the opportunity, and hopefully I haven't messed up so bad. But, yeah, it's been great, and I love being able to practice what I want to do in the future. And every day I try to get better. Every weekend I try to do better, and it's been great. I love it.
Now, your mom didn't have anything to do with coming to Northwest.
No, not at all. No, it's great. And she even did broadcasts, like you said, so it's kind of cool to follow in her footsteps and just be at the same place where she came.
And I know that both of you guys are Chiefs fans, and you're obviously ready for the Chiefs game here tonight.
Yes, I am supporting my Chiefs gear. It is Raider night. Let's go.
And, Ryan, I don't know if there's any relationship between this or not, but Trenton seems to be a Raiders fan. He didn't make it here tonight.
It brings up some questions, honestly. It makes you think a little bit.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us on the show here this evening.
Of course.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 o'clock. Coming up this Saturday, it's Bearcat Football Northwest and Lindenwood Homecoming on the Northwest campus. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day before the 2 o'clock kickoff again from Bearcat Stadium. Well, thanks to everyone involved with our program this evening. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.